Well, 2019 has brought several anniversaries. It is exactly 200 years since the birth of Queen Victoria, 50 years since the Beatles gave their last public performance, and for some people, most importantly, 30 years since the airing of the first episode of The Simpsons. Well, 2019 is also the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. The Apollo 11 lunar module Eagle touched down on the moon's surface on the 20th of July 1969. Now, the moon landings are considered amongst the most remarkable happenings in human history. That a human being should be able to accurately navigate a quarter of a million miles through space, successfully overcome all the challenges of the journey, and make a secure, soft landing on the moon's surface, not to mention being able to return to Earth in one piece, is amazing. Well, the Christmas before the first moon landing, a message was broadcast to 1 billion people watching on Earth. Apollo 8 was orbiting the moon, and astronaut William Anders said this: "We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Well, those words from the first book of the Bible are the background to the last of our 9 Bible readings this evening that we've just had, as Jenny has read to us from John chapter 1. It's on the back of your sheet. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." God, who is the source of all being and life, is one God. And yet he's also a relationship of 3 persons in one God: God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Eternal Word, or God the Eternal Son, as the reading later calls him. This Eternal Word was with God the Father and God the Spirit in the beginning, and he was truly God. Indeed, he was involved in forming the earth and the moon and the stars and the planets from nothing. All things were made through him, we read, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, what John goes on to tell us reveals the very heart of Christmas. Verse 14 at the end: "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." God, the Eternal Word, took to himself human life in the person of the baby of Bethlehem. Flesh and bones, brain and nerves, muscle and skin, and all that is involved in being human. We sang a few moments ago, "Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies." Now, this surely is the most remarkable happening in human history. The 8th person to walk on the moon was Commander James Irwin. After his experience on Apollo 15, Irwin said, "More important than man walking on the moon is that God walked on the earth." And he went on, "I believe that God walked on the earth 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus Christ." Now, do you see what that means? That the Eternal Word of God became flesh, that God the Maker walked on the earth. It means that God has not left us human beings alone. God has come to show us what he is like. God has not left us human beings alone in our difficulties. God shares our lives. God knows what it's like to walk in your shoes, in my shoes. He shares our delights and our joys, and he shares our sufferings and our challenges. I wonder who needs to be reminded of that Christmas truth this evening. Well, John also tells us in our reading that in this eternal Word who was made flesh, he was life. And the life was the light of humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I'm going to show a short video now called Christmas in Dark Places. Looks like the input's changed, so I'm probably not going to be able to show it. Can I do it?
We've all seen that before. I'm working on updates, can you believe it?
We'll have to do it some other time, perhaps. Anyway, basically, what the video was going to go on and illustrate was the fact that God has, having come into the world in the person of his Son, and the one who is the light that shines in the world, means that Christmas shines in the darkest of places. Whatever our experience, God can come and be with us in it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The light shines in the darkness. Now, ultimately, that is the hope that Christmas offers. And it's possible because of what the Word who became flesh did when he grew up. Later in John's Gospel, we hear that the Word of God, who had become flesh, was also known as the sacrificial Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The one born in Bethlehem was going to address the biggest problem that we, the human race, face. Our sin, being out of sync with the God who has made us, because we've turned away from him. All our human problems can be traced to our problem of sin, which separates us from our Maker. Our failure to share the earth's resources, tensions between countries, difficulties in our relationships, and issues in our environment. Now, most of us know that the first man to walk on the moon was Neil Armstrong. Well, 19 minutes after him, Buzz Aldrin touched the lunar surface. In the quietness of the lunar module, just before his moonwalk, Buzz Aldrin slipped out a few items that he'd smuggled on board. He had a Bible, a silver cup, and some bread and some wine. And there on the moon, he celebrated what's usually called Holy Communion. Now, do you see what that means? Among the very first words spoken on the moon were the words of Jesus, the Word made flesh, who brings light into the darkness. Words of Jesus which spoke of his powerful and purposeful death. This is my body given for you. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Well, just as the Apollo missions from Earth to the heavens were costly, yet considered worth it, even more costly was the mission of the Word made flesh from heaven to earth. God sent his Son to our world to pay the ultimate price, and yet he considered us worth it. As we sang, "Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this." Well, the way then that God brings light to the darkness is by overcoming the darkness through the death of his Son. A death that can bring those who turn to him and believe in him back in touch with their maker and into an adventure of life that we were made for. Working with him to bring his light and his life to others. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Well, I wonder who needs to be reminded of that Christmas truth this evening. Let's be quiet for a moment. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank you, Lord God, that you lived amongst us in the person of your Son who came from heaven to earth. Open our hearts afresh to your love this Christmas. Amen.